You're listening to The B-Side, a podcast of Blessed Hope Community Church. Hey, this is Malia, your host as usual, and today I'm joined by my co-host, Pastor Tyler.
Hello.
And Pastor David.
Good morning. Well, whenever you're listening to it.
I had to switch up a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
Just to like throw everybody off a little bit.
It tripped me up for sure.
Yeah, he wasn't ready. So, hey, we've been away for a little while. We took a break after Christmas to just kind of have some time away. And
well, we do that on purpose because people then don't have the podcast and it builds anticipation.
Oh, yes. For when
they've been waiting for us to come back.
Yeah. We didn't even say when. We just said sometime.
In
January. So here we are. And so this episode is going to be a little different. We did start a new sermon series. We're just a week in,
mm-hmm.
about to head into our second week, but rather than, deep diving into the sermon, I think we're going to do something a little different. We're still kind of hashing that out because, you know, we fly by the seat of our pants around here. So, but today we, wanted to highlight some of our, resources that are available to you as, members or regular attenders here at Blessed Hope, because we've got a lot of great resources available to you. And, you know, just thinking about it being January, it's the beginning of the year, it's kind of fresh. It's when people start new habits and things and have these grand plans for how the year is going to go. And then God's like, hey, it's going to be different. But it's a good time to be thinking about our habits and our rhythms and my favorite, you know, our spiritual disciplines. I was kind of waiting for David's eye roll there, but
nope, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Because yeah, he knows how I love those.
She just likes the word discipline.
I do.
Discipline.
It is my top strength. So yep. You know, I just got to lean into that. That's very weird. I understand that. Yep. So anyways, we just want to get you set up for the year in the right frame of mind, the right space for your soul, and just setting you up with good resources so that you can make good habits right now from the get-go. And make it a great year. Make it a great 2025. So the main things we are planning to discuss today are our new Bible app that we just released, quote-unquote released, on Sunday to our members and attenders, the Dwell app. And then we'll also talk a little bit about Right Now Media and then a new church Spotify playlist that just popped up that everyone's been really excited about. So anything to add before we get started, David?
No, jump right in.
All right. So Dwell Bible app, what is it? It is a Bible app. It's very similar to YouVersion, but it's designed to be more of an audio experience. And so you can read on it. There is like if you start listening to a book of the Bible, there's a toggle button at the top and you can click read so you can read along as you're listening. But to be honest, I don't really use that as much. I just strictly use it for audio. But there's a lot of great features on it that they've added within, gosh, the last couple years. There are lots of different devotionals you can do. There are Bible reading plans, depending on what your goal is as far as like reading the Bible in a year or reading it in a shorter amount of time or maybe just doing the Old Testament or the New Testament. There are prayers. There's a ton of new kids content, which is something that they just added last fall, I believe. And so just a lot of stuff to explore. Like I haven't even probably explored everything there is to use on there. So you guys, I'm assuming, both have downloaded that and have messed around on it a little bit. Yeah?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I never used it until we got it. So I've listened to it a few times. It's it's fun. It's really a great resource. Mine right now is trying to figure out what voice I want. So if you've never, nobody's ever done nothing with it, there's like these multitude of voices, right? And it tells you, you know, their accent, you know, like, so where they're from, you know, like, you know, so you got your American or you got your United Kingdom or all that stuff. And then I also thought it was funny that some of them are like, you know, it'll tell you dynamic and storyteller or they're casual and calm.
Yep.
And so that is kind of like, what mood am I in?
Yeah.
And so anyways, I play with that. It seems like more than listen. I mean, I listen to it, but it takes me forever to find my voice that I want. So, but anyways, that's the gist of what I've used it for so far is just kind of, listening to it. I listened to one of their devotions yesterday. I will say this. It's just getting used to it because the voices are very, I don't know, the devotion I listened to, you can tell it's designed to be something just to set and kind of close your eyes and listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Like the voices are very, I don't even know what word to use. They're just, the devotional she did was not, you know, sometimes you listen to devotional, it's just like a, it's just a very straightforward, here's the devotional, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her voice was more like, again, the storytelling of, you know, you just kind of have to, okay. So it's a great thing. It's just to get used to it. So I wanted to say that for anybody that might be like me, this is like, oh, that's different.
Yeah.
So you got to get used to it. So
for sure.
We, Jessica and I worked with this last night. Jessica specifically likes the sleep features.
Yeah.
To put on headphones at night. We both have like sleeper headphones that cover your eyes and go around your ears.
Fancy.
Yeah. She uses them way more than I do.
You must snore.
Yeah. That I do. So she will, you know, two or three times a week go to sleep listening to something.
Oh,
so she's excited to dive into the sleep features of this.
And love that.
We like that you can, in some of the settings, you can turn up the voice or turn up the music or shut the voice off and just have the music. There's a sleep timer, so you can set it for an hour and so it's not going to play all night.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited to keep diving into it. That's
cool. I haven't explored that part of it yet.
Yeah. It's very cool.
I like it. So I've been a subscriber for, I don't know, I'm guessing 3 years. I think this will be my fourth year. And so I do like to use it when I'm like studying the Bible. And like, let's say I'm reading, like right now I'm in Nehemiah. So say I'm reading like Nehemiah 2. A lot of times I'll pop dwell on and then listen to someone reading it while I'm reading along and do like the immersive reading. And that helps me stay more focused, I think. Because I think sometimes if I'm, depending on the day, I'll be reading the Bible and my mind starts to wander and I'm thinking about like, oh, I need to add those things to my grocery list or, you know, this is happening later today that I need to make sure I need to do X, Y, and Z for or whatever. And so it's so easy for me at least to get sidetracked at times. And I feel like this, like listening to it while I'm reading and following along helps me stay on track a lot better, keeps me focused. So that's one way I use it. The main thing that I really like to do is do Bible in a year with it. So it breaks down the Bible into like, there's different plans. I have toggled back and forth between straight through and chronological. And then, you know, it just has whatever chapters of that book that day that you listen to. And that's great because I feel like it kind of sets your day up, you know, for you because you're listening to scripture first. And so like while I'm brushing my teeth and washing my face, I'm listening to, you know, that whatever the day's scripture is. And then each year I've just done like a different translation. And so that's kind of fun because, you know, certain translations are a little more, dare I say, graphic. or some translations are a little easier to listen to. And so that's been kind of fun to kind of go back and forth between different ones just to hear how they say things. And so this year I'm doing actually the kids version, the International Children's Version, just because I'm like, I need a little bit of that easiness in my life where it's a little easier to understand. And so that's been kind of fun. And then I have just kind of started exploring the kids stuff just to kind of see what's out there. And I noticed they actually have audiobooks. So popular books that are out there for kids, but the audio versions. So that could be really fun for families to use. I was even thinking like at night, you know, they could be snuggled into bed and, you know, maybe that's the time you read to your kids or whatever. Like that might be a good option, or when you're in the car going somewhere. But we give out the Jesus Storybook Bible to our younger kids here at the church. I can't remember what ages they receive those, but that's always been one of my favorite books, because it's just like, I don't know if you guys have read it before, but it's so beautifully written, and it every single story points to Jesus. It's not necessarily like, look at these heroes of the Bible. It does share all those stories, but at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, they're great. You learn something from them, but at the end of the day, they point back to Jesus. And so I started listening to that audiobook on here, and oh, it's so good. Like whoever they got to read it is like this grandpa sounding guy, and he like laughs, and his inflections and just the way he reads, it's like your grandpa is reading it to you. It's so good. And so you know, just stuff like that. I haven't explored too much farther with the kids stuff, but there's some great content there, so I hope that families will utilize that as well. And then I had us during our staff prayer time yesterday, we tried one of the breath prayers. There's two different types of prayers on there. They're all guided prayers. There's breath prayers, and there's another one. I think it's called like Lectio Divina or something like that. I'm not really familiar. I haven't looked at that one yet, but I did briefly glance on it. It said something about like I am statements about, I'm assuming it's about the character of God. But the breath prayers, man, those are, I love them. I couldn't tell what everyone thought about it because it was something so different that we did yesterday. But I just sometimes need the quiet, because I am a busy, I like to be busy and like to, you know, check things off my to-do list. And so I struggle with being still and being quiet, which I know is a real shocker if you know me. So for me, that's something that's like very impactful, because it makes me shut up and listen and just listen to scripture being read over me, and to, I don't know, just meditate and focus on that. And so that has been something that I've really enjoyed.
I did enjoy that time yesterday. It wasn't too long. Mm-hmm. And to just incorporate your body into the prayer time, to use your breath and think about the scripture when you're inhaling, and then think about the scripture when you're exhaling, just it, like praying with your entire body. Mm-hmm. It's kind of how I thought about it. I did enjoy it.
Good. I'm good. I'm glad. All right. Anything else to add about the Dwell app at all?
No, I think it's a great addition that we've made. I mean, I appreciate it bringing, you know, Malia is the one that brought it before us. And because again, that's why you speak of it, because you're the main user of it.
Sure.
That's the point of this podcast also, is to say, you know, we can provide all these resources, but you have to use them. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a great thing to get you in scripture and you know, and feel scripture, because scripture, you know, if you think about it, originally, all the scripture was always stories passed down. It wasn't written. And so there is something powerful about listening to it. And you got to think the majority, you know, when those letters were first sent to the churches, right? Nobody had it. Everybody didn't have a copy. They listened to somebody read it. And so, you know, there is a connection there to scripture being audible and, you know, hearing it read or hearing it spoken or hearing it shared. So I think it's a great thing that if people utilize it, they'll definitely get a benefit from it. So
yeah,
hopefully the church really grabs hold of it and utilizes it. So, and it's free. So why not? Right. Yes, so it's another free resource you have. So,
yeah.
And if you didn't get it this Sunday, I assume we'll continue putting the sign up information in the slides at the beginning of service, so you have the opportunity to sign
up. It's super, super easy. Right now we're kind of limiting accounts to like members and those that call Blessed Hope Home, just because we're limited in the amount of users we can have for the tier of pricing right now. But maybe hopefully in the future we'll be able to raise that up a little bit. So so we do ask that for now.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, and that's also a reminder, these resources, you know, we want resources in the church, but also to everybody. And this is part of our what we're doing to help disciple people.
Yes. So, it's like a perk of being
part of the church.
Of our church. And, you know, it's something that David has said from the pulpit for years now is like, read your Bible. You know, that's one of the most important things we can be doing. Like, I know, like, this isn't necessarily the intent of your sermon series right now, the Abide series, but, you know, one main way we abide in Christ is by reading His Word. Mm-hmm. And so this is one way to just continue to keep it present in your life all the time, especially when we're busy. And I know not everybody has an hour to sit down every day with their Bible. And so this is one way to help get it in that is just, it gets it under your skin, you know, in a way that is different. And so, yeah, hopefully it's beneficial. I was really excited when our finance team approved this for the church because I knew it would be something that people would enjoy. So, let us know if you have questions about how to get connected with that. So next up, we have Right Now Media, an oldie but a goodie. We've done this, gosh, for a long, long time, probably 10 years or so, if not more. So Right Now Media is, we've always said it's kind of like Netflix, but for Christians, and like they're all Bible studies. But there's also a lot of kids content and shows on there too for them. I used to use this, probably when I was first starting to really study the Bible on my own, and kind of taking ownership of that in my life. And so these were really helpful because they had just started doing a lot of the Book of the Bible, series on there. And that's what I was just really eating up at the time. And so I remember like listening, like getting ready for work in the morning and having on like Right Now Media at the same time and like having a notebook there while I'm getting ready and like taking notes and then like, you know, putting my blush on or, you know, whatever it was that day. Like, but you know, that was part of the time I had, you know? And so I tried to, you know, steward that well. But yeah, there's I can't even begin to tell you the amount of content on there. And I know we've utilized them for like life groups over the years and stuff too. What's kind of been your experience with it, David?
Well, I've been using Right Now clear back when we were in Missouri. So the way we got connected with Right Now and even the church here, you guys have attended too. They have a conference and I remember going to the Right Now conference and learning about it. And,
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So I've been using it clear back to then and it was a lot different back when we first started using, of course, the way I was using it. But yeah, we've used this even before the merger, we had it, our church, and we used it for, you know, the small group gatherings. But what I love about the way we're using it here is we're mass offering it. So it's like you have no reason that you can't have access to Bible studies and deeper content. And what's beautiful about Right Now is right now, actually, you have the Bible study stuff, but if nobody's ever done it, you go deeper into it. You can find, I'm assuming they're still on there. It's been a while since I looked, but they used to, so you take those conferences they would do.
Yeah.
They post the conferences, like the main speakers at least. Mm-hmm. So you can go back and you can listen to those.
They have old IF gatherings, the speakers from that. So a lot of different conference types. X29, I think they've got some of that stuff.
So so if you never can go to those, you have access to hearing them. What I love about it, there's a ton of training stuff on there.
Yeah.
So, you know, leadership development and, you know, like talking to maybe if any of our life group leaders are leading or listening right now, there's tons of stuff on there of trainings on how to lead groups and how to interact with groups and how to do stuff with groups. And they're actual training content. Like you can go in there and there's, you listen to a video, but then there might be questions that you have to process through or stuff you read. And so there's so much on there. If somebody would actually, you know, if you just really dig into it and then there's marriage a lot of topical stuff.
Yeah.
Marriage, parenting, you know,
teen, youth.
So there really isn't anything you can't find on Right Now Media if you're really, you know, looking for it. And it's easy to use.
Yeah.
I don't think it's all that hard. It's one of those things you can save here. So when you set up your account, that's what I love about it. Again, it's under the church, but you can save your own content. Mm-hmm. You can save your own stuff that you want to go back and so you have your own account under the church account.
Listen, we all probably have like five or six streaming platforms at home that we use regularly. So Trust me, you can figure this out. It's not hard. It's very similar.
It is not hard. And the other thing is, I think Right Now does an amazing job of providing kind of the same as Dwell, where you can find the voice you want to listen to,
yeah.
right? So there's so many different people. It's not like they're just picking four or five speakers mm-hmm. that they're constantly putting content out. It's like, it is unbelievable the amount. And the other thing I will say about Right Now is, have I listened to everything that they have on there? No. But I've never listened to anything that I disagree with.
Yeah, they're so pretty good.
They're good yeah. at... So as a church, I we would say, them. we would trust the teaching you're going to get through it. And mm-hmm. I think that's important because... I know there's others, you know, that might be listening to this, and you have your favorite authors and stuff like that. And there's just so much out there. So it is nice to have this very collected. Hey, we trust mm-hmm. the content you're going to get here mm-hmm. versus all the stuff that's out there. Because again,
it's confusing. It's hard to know who's because sometimes people are really great and solid. And then they go wonky on us.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's happened. I know, I remember way back in the day we did a small group. And I remember the Bible teacher, now we would never offer. Mm. So, you know, things happen. Someone who we think is trusted sometimes can go a little off. And so I think Right Now Media does a really good job of like staying away from that stuff and keeping very solid biblical teachers on there.
Yes. So if somebody's in our church and they're not using it, I mean, you need to get, you know, and again, it's another free resource that we're providing. Mm-hmm. The church has made the commitment to invest in having it mm-hmm. and it's free to, you know, our people to use. And, mm-hmm. And this is one that, you know, we have opened up to outside of our church. There's many that, you know, don't come to our church, but have still access to it.
Yep.
And so it's a great thing that we're trying, you know, to support other people, you know, support people mm-hmm. in their faith journey. So,
yeah,
I think this is one to me is huge.
Yes.
You know, and I'll get there with Dwell. I'm not saying like I said, I got to get used to it, right?
You gotta find your voice.
I got to find my voice. I got to get used to it.
My guy is Felix. He's my favorite.
So
he's like African. Hmm. And so Felix and then like ambient music. Or the rain behind. It's just like, that's it for me. I love it.
Yeah. Enjoy the fireplace.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Have you ever used Right Now Media?
No.
Do we need to get you set up on that?
So when I first started here, we talked a little bit about it. And you said, yeah, just download the app. And I did. And that's as far as it went.
Okay.
So I
need to send you an invite.
Never
actually.
Signed into it or anything.
Okay.
But so I was just trying to while we were sitting here, like, I remember.
You need our special link that will get you a free account.
Okay.
So I'll have to make sure we add you.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some really great stuff on there. You'll like it a lot.
Cool.
I feel like you're someone that likes to consume like teaching and learning and stuff like that. Like you're a big learner like me. So I think you're going to love it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I was looking to see if I can invite him on my phone and ooh, I can.
Listen, can you?
We can do this live while
look at
on
us.
Podcast.
It's happening. Da, 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 da.
Put in Tyler's email.
Whoa.
Yep.
Ooh. Oh, but then it gives me all these. Oh, see, okay. Now I feel out of my depth.
Happening live.
See,
folks.
The question I'm going to give it to those all the permissions he can have.
Let him have whatever
have
permissions. He's staff.
Okay. I'm not the one that manages
this.
So.
He may actually want to use it in the future to use it for some training stuff for the worship team.
Okay.
I'm
giving.
And we can show him how to do that. You can actually create content. Your own content, or you can find content on Right Now Media and pull like what you want together and then send those things out to your team to watch and answer questions. And like, they're like training modules and stuff. So there's a lot that you can do with it actually.
Okay.
All right. I invited you.
I see the email.
Look at that. Real time, people.
Real time. This is happening.
Now, you know,
we're doing things.
How quickly it can
happen.
We
work so hard here.
I know.
The email came through, it's gray, and the button is white. It's very hard to see. That or it's my eyes.
We're going to go with your eyes.
Yeah.
All right. So, Right Now Media, great resource. Let us know. That's one that we need your email address to actually get you invited into our free account. or into your free account. So let us know if that's something that you've heard about here at church, but you haven't actually taken advantage of, or whatever. Next, we want to talk about the new church Spotify playlist. So Tyler, why don't you tell us a little bit about why we finally got this going and how it's going to work.
Yeah, it started with the praise team. We use Facebook to communicate with each other, to talk about the songs that we're going to be doing week to week, and historically have posted YouTube videos at the bottom. You know, you make the post with the songs, and then underneath that, it will comment the YouTube videos for inspiration.
Yeah.
I wanted to try something different, so I created a Spotify playlist, sent it out to the praise team, just said, hey, let's try this instead. Instead of watching a video, we can just find like whatever the radio version is or the recorded versions, instead of, you know, potentially like a live version that you would find on YouTube. And it would be all in one, like you click one link and you've got all four songs for that week. So that was my thought process behind that. Mm-hmm. Probably within 12 hours of creating that playlist, I had somebody call me and say, hey, what would you think about a Spotify playlist for the church? And I said, I think that's a really good idea, actually. And then it just kind of snowballed from there. Not everybody on the praise team uses Spotify, but like everybody can click a YouTube video link, right? Mm-hmm. So we're gonna go back to that, and the Spotify playlist is just something that I will add songs to. I talked to a couple people on the praise team about adding songs that we've done before. So this is going to be kind of like a Blessed Hope sound, that, you know, the sounds of Blessed Hope Church, the, what did we call it? The canon of Blessed Hope worship music. So songs that you can listen to, that you'll be familiar with, that you can sing along to at church when they come on. I will add songs as we do them week to week. Mm-hmm. So the playlist will grow.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm going to be digging through some of the worship music that we've done before, mm-hmm. and adding music that way. And hopefully it is just something that you can play at home. I listen to music if I'm working in the garage, or if I'm folding laundry, yep. or just any number of things. Music for me is just a big part of my life. I usually have music on somewhere. This is a way that we as a church can be listening to the same thing.
And, I like that.
You know, kind of just have that ability to all be listening to the same music and be familiar with the same music and ready to belt it out at the top of our lungs in worship service. So I was really excited about that. And the praise team, as far as the YouTube videos, we'll go back to that for now. Maybe try a separate Spotify playlist in the future. I'm not sure. There's enough going on without making way too many changes all at once. But that's where it started. That's where I hope people feel led to start following it. It's not like a subscription. You don't have to subscribe to it. You just open your Spotify account. It's called BHCC
Worship
songs? Music. Worship songs.
I don't know. Worship something. Yeah.
We did just update the logo. So Spotify defaults to like the first four songs, the album covers to that song.
Sure.
Or to that music. I just updated the logo.
Did one of those work for you?
Yep. Okay, yep. Good. We just updated the logo to the updated the logo for the Spotify playlist. Now is the logo for Blessed Hope. So it should be
really,
really easy.
Easy
to spot. Okay. Yep. Like, hey, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
Click there, and then it's I think the button says follow, and then it just adds it to your kind of library of playlists. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I love Spotify.
I'm a Spotify person.
Used it for years with doing weddings and stuff. But
yeah,
it's great for a number of things. There's audiobooks and
yeah.
We don't have to get into all that. But a great resource, again, just to be connected to the church in a different way.
Mm-hmm. No, that's great. That's great. So do you look at your Spotify Wrapped at the end of the year?
I'd love that.
I know, I do too. Oh, yay. I have someone to talk to you about it with.
It's always very eclectic.
Oh, yeah. You'll have to show me. I'm curious what yours looks like.
the music that I drum to at home, just like when I'm mm-hmm. at home by myself, is way different than the music that I play at weddings, is way different sure. than the music that we play here.
So oh, yeah, because is it connected? So is it the same account that you use yeah. at weddings and stuff? Yeah. Oh, I bet that is interesting. So it kind of skews yours yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it's very...
So I don't, if you're not a Spotify person, Spotify Wrapped just basically like collects your stats at the end of the year of yeah. like what artists you listen to the most, what song you listen to the most, how many hours you listen to, you know, certain artists, and how many hours you listen just in general
yeah.
and things like that. And it's, I love that kind of stuff. I love that data. So that's always fun. And then I'm always like, now that January's here and it starts over, I'm like, okay, I need to make it so it's really cool at the end of the year. So I know there was one time we were in the car and Scott was playing music on my Spotify account. And I was like, no, because you're going to skew my... my stats, and it's gonna be all your crappy music.
His music is not him. Crappy.
It's not my preferred music.
It's not crappy.
Oh, so you know, it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Scott and I would probably have you.
I don't know. Do you like 80s hair bands?
Yes.
Okay. That's his 80s jam. 80s
hair bands. I like the 90s grunge.
I love 90s right. grunge. See, he likes some of it. I don't think he likes all of it, but he's hair bands. That's where it's at for him.
So. Yeah. So I go from like my Spotify playlist goes from like 90s grunge to, I don't know, like the Justin Timberlake or something.
Oh, that's
like
awesome.
Some popular wedding. It's like, oh, okay.
I love that. Do you use Spotify, David?
I do not.
Okay.
I'm an Apple music
guy. Oh, boy. Oh, so, yeah. You have your Apple phone.
I do. And yeah,
you're
sorry.
An Apple person. Do you have an Apple phone?
I do.
Oh, okay. I guess I have an iPad, but I only use it for certain things. I'm not like an all Apple
Listen,
person.
We're all in real time, so I'm downloading it now. So.
Spotify?
Sure. Well, like if I want to listen to the... I got to keep track of what Tyler's doing.
Man.
Like, I have we to be just, like, why is that song this is, on there?
We are just this working is, so hard today.
So many things happen in live as you're listening. Well, not as you're listening
oh
anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, my gosh. I love it.
On air. Tyler's getting Right Now Media. David's getting Spotify. Oh. This is good. Good
things
are
happening today. Yep. Lastly, I want to talk about... do you guys know we have a church website resource page? There is one for adults. There's one for kids or for parents. And so there's all kinds of stuff on there. I can't remember. I haven't looked at the kids one for a while. But I know the adults one has websites, books, podcasts, all kinds of stuff on there that we would recommend. And then also, I would say another really good resource is us. Or, you know, other people in the congregation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love to learn and consume content. And so I am always reading. I'm always watching sermons and that sort of thing. And so if anyone ever wants recommendations, that's what I love to talk about. So mm-hmm. I would love to give you recommendations on things. Tyler, I think he is the same way as me. You love that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. I think he would be a good person. David, I know you love that kind of stuff as well. I don't think you're...
I'm a lot of older stuff.
But you still have a lot of good recommendations.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You do. Yeah. You have good book recommendations and things like that. So hit us up. Hit staff up. Hit the elders up. You know, we would be happy to help point you or steer you in the right direction also. Yeah. So.
I'm in Right Now Media.
Are you? Look at that. What's funny is I was sitting here, Malia's talking, and we're like playing on our phones.
Story of my life,
trying
guys.
To set things up here.
This is what I deal with on a regular basis.
It's like, I got this.
So I'm excited for this year. I'm excited to see where this podcast goes. Like I said at the beginning, we're going to maybe do things a little differently this year. We're still trying to figure that out and kind of hone that in. So I appreciate everybody just kind of hanging with us until then. But we will get it figured out, I promise. But looking forward to continuing in the sermon series we're in. I think it's so timely. Like I said, at the beginning of the year, it's a great time to be really just like, hey, how can we be more connected to mm-hmm. Jesus, and how can our lives reflect that? And what are the things we need to do, not just to check them off a list, but to really delight in Him yeah. and grow in our faith. So,
well, hopefully people enjoy it. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a deep series, but at the same time, kind of a palate cleanser, so to speak, because we were in Revelation for so long, and it's been a, you know, this is a...
It's refreshing.
Yes. It's a chance to kind of be in the Word, but not deep in a book, so, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. I think everyone's enjoying it so far. I see this week we're talking about holiness.
We are.
So that'll be a fun one.
It will. It'll be a little bit interesting on how it... I mean, I'm not going to talk a whole lot about it, but it'll be interesting how people see the connection with that Acts passage. So yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's a good passage.
So it is. So,
all right. Thanks for listening.